Hello, I am Thales Sandkorting. I am a researcher in Brazil in the areas of data mining, remote sensing, image processing, and this podcast is about classification. It's just some thoughts about classification. I work with image classification, but when we start to study the classification algorithms, we understand that most of the algorithms work for different kinds of data sets, and you have just to adapt the input to what the algorithm is expecting, and then you get the result. What is a classification algorithm? It's some algorithm, some computer program that receives a data set composed by different information. It can be a table, for example, full of numbers, and the algorithm will try to find patterns inside this table of numbers. It can be labels, not only numbers. Since my area is image processing, I will give examples in image processing. Suppose you have an image with RGB channels. So every pixel in the image can be an input data for the classification algorithm. One image pixel contains, in this case, three values: the R value, the G value, and the B value. If you have an image with a size of 100 per 100 pixels, in fact, you have 100 times 100 times three values to feed your classification algorithm. In some cases, we have what we call unsupervised classification. In this case, you simply load your data, suppose this 100 by 100 image, you insert in the algorithm, and the algorithm starts to read all the values and to try to find some patterns inside. And how these patterns are found there, it depends on the heuristic of the algorithm. A very well-known algorithm is the K-means. The K value is provided by the analyst. When I say analyst, I mean the user of the algorithm, the human being that is using this algorithm. So this analyst wants to divide the data into, let's say, four patterns. So the analyst chooses the K equal to 4. I want 4 patterns, K is equal to 4. So the algorithm starts to process the data and try to find 4 different patterns inside that whole data set. In this case, it uses the average values of groups. This is why the name is K-means. This is what we call unsupervised. But I just would like to say that the analyst must decide this K value. So it's not fully unsupervised. The analyst must input the most important value, which will be the value that will be used to divide the entire data. We have other examples of unsupervised classification algorithms, but most of these examples always need some input, some a priori information given by the analyst. In the other side of the algorithms, we have what we call supervised classification algorithm. Supervised algorithm is an algorithm in which the analyst provides examples of the patterns that the analyst wants to find in the image. Suppose it is a satellite image, and this satellite image covers an urban area. So the expected patterns will be targets found in urban areas, such as houses, roofs, trees, shadows provided by the trees and big buildings, swimming pools, etc. In the supervised algorithm, the analyst selects some examples, provides the examples to the algorithm so that the algorithm will be able to study these examples and decide a model that will represent this example. So if you provide a new image or the entire image, the algorithm, which will be trained by these examples, sometimes we call these examples as samples, the algorithm will be able to decide what this new data set belongs to what pattern. You know, in my previous example, is this set of pixels a rooftop? Is this a swimming pool? and why to how to decide this. Since we have the model, we just find some similarities or dissimilarities between the new data and these examples that we provided. So the algorithm is supervised since the analyst supervises this algorithm, providing examples or sample sets. So we have these two different types of algorithm. But as I said previously, the unsupervised algorithm, suppose we provide the same image to the unsupervised algorithm. In the first step, we have to select the number of samples. So you give like a small supervision to the algorithm. And then you run the algorithm and wait the result. What will be the result? The result of this image divided in four patterns will be four patterns. And what you have to do with these patterns? If you are the analyst, you will look to the patterns and associate each pattern to a specific class, such as, again, swimming pools, trees, buildings, shadows, etc. So the unsupervised algorithm, in my opinion, it's also a supervised algorithm, but you provide the examples in the end of the processing chain. The supervised algorithm, you provide the examples in the beginning. For me, it's the only difference between these two algorithms. And I just would like to say this because when we read the literature, the books regarding classification, they are very strong in saying that we have two different kinds of approaches. And in my opinion, they are quite similar. They are not so different. That's it. Indeed, this is my first podcast. I created a message just to see if I would get some feedback from the listeners in my previous episode. And now I will start to record more frequently. I hope you are still here. Listen to this podcast. I also have a YouTube channel. Please search for it. You'll find very interesting videos because I created the videos. If I make some algorithm, I provide the source code. If I use some data set, I provide the data set also in my GitHub. So I just would like to know feedbacks and suggestions for future podcasts episodes. Thank you. Goodbye.